Shockwave Radio.
Welcome back to yet another episode of the Shockwave Podcast. It is good to be here. I'm John David, here with Ellie. It's not Hannah this week, it's Ellie.
Oh, it's me.
Yes, Hannah abandoned us once more, so Ellie is very capably stepping up to the plate, and today we're going to be interviewing Dr. Jim Miller. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
I'm thrilled to be here with you guys. Thank you for having me.
The topic for today is internships. Very scary word, but a necessary word. And you would say so, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Just tell us about why should students pursue internships, specifically summer internships?
Yeah, well, internships, of course, what they do is they provide students with real-world experience. And I think in today's job climate and the climate of higher education, I'm not sure there's anything more important than the internship experience for students. It gives them a chance to take what they've learned in the classroom and apply it in a real world situation at a real place of employment where they can learn, they can make mistakes, they can be mentored by a professional who's doing something that these students might want to do professionally. So it gives them a lot of real world experience. It also might tell them about what they don't want to do, and that's a valuable learning experience too. So I think in today's job market, experience is everything, and so students need that. They need the experience of an internship to really set themselves apart from other students and the competition that's out there, get that real-world experience so that they can be successful in the profession.
Oh, definitely. So what would you say to the person who's out there listening saying, oh, this sounds awesome, I would love to do that, I don't know if I'm qualified enough to even land an internship?
Yeah. Well, you are qualified enough to land an internship. You know, here's the deal. Yes, internships are competitive. They can be. Not all of them are competitive, however. I mean, there are plenty of internships where, you know, they're, maybe it's a startup or an organization that doesn't have a true internship program, but they're willing to take on an intern. And so that's a great opportunity for any student. But of course, there are some more competitive ones. But I would argue, especially for the audience that we're speaking to today, the Harding students, you're as qualified and as capable and as competent as any college student out there. You're ready for that experience. So I would argue that every student, whether it's required or not, should look into the opportunity to pursue an internship, because you have what it takes. And also, you know, a lot of employers and those who supervise interns, the expectation for what a student is going to know is really pretty low. And that shouldn't be insulting. That should actually be inspiring to
relieving.
You. Yeah, it is, because they're going to be blown away by what you do know and your capabilities. So they don't expect you to know everything. They don't expect you really to have a great deal of knowledge about the industry. Mm-hmm. So their expectations for you are somewhat low in many ways. Now, they have high expectations, of course, yes, of your, you know, what you, your values and how hard you're going to work. But I see it every summer. I see students who go to these internships and blow away their supervisors with the knowledge that they have and the ability that they have. So you're qualified, you're ready, you should do it.
That's so encouraging.
From my personal experience, I had an internship last summer that I did not really feel qualified for, because I went in planning on applying for the video position, a video internship, and they ended up taking that position down before the application process was complete. And so I went in and applied for the graphic design position instead, even though I've never taken an actual graphic design class, and I'd only use Adobe Illustrator like once or twice, and I've been using Microsoft Publisher for any sort of design work. So very inferior, I felt like, and they ended up choosing me even over a lot of graphic design majors, just because of not the abilities I possessed with specific things at the time, but just more qualities about myself, and they are looking for like your potential, and if I had the willingness to learn, so they could teach you whatever you want, whatever they want you to learn. but it's more of an attitude. And I think that's why they chose me over some other people, because mm-hmm. they liked the attitude that I had going into it. So,
well, and that speaks to the value of soft skills, right? We mm-hmm. talk about the difference between hard skills and soft skills. And you guys have a lot of soft skill, or a lot of hard skills that we train you for. We teach you about software. We teach you how to work a camera, for example. We teach you writing techniques. Those are great hard skills, and they're very valuable. Perhaps even more important than hard skills are some of those soft skills. Because again, a lot of companies, a lot of internship supervisors, they know that they can get you and they can train you. They can train you in what they need you to know. What they can't always do is train you how to be a good employee, a hardworking mm-hmm. employee, someone who can get along with others. And so those soft skills are very important, and they help set you apart from mm-hmm. from other people.
And in that internship, I was actually going in fully expecting to do design work the whole time, but they actually ended up having me make several videos just because mm-hmm. They knew I could make them. I was diverse.
I think they saw Ramen Noodles and they were like, "Oh, that's a graphic design right there."
If I should have just drawn everything I made for them, that would have probably worked out a little better. What would you say absolutely needs to be on a resume for a student, and what should they leave out? Like any specific keywords, things they can take from their internships, or maybe as they're applying for internships, what should they put on their resume?
Sure. Well, let me start with maybe some things that we should leave off of our resumes. Mm-hmm. I would say that I see on a lot of resumes, I see a lot of sort of vague terms that don't mean a whole lot. Things mm-hmm. like good communication skills, mm-hmm. or, you know, works well with other people, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, that's important, and of course we want those things, but to say that on a resume doesn't really tell an employer a whole lot. So I would avoid sort of general terms like that. I would save for the resume, for a skills section, I would save that section for hard skills. Mm-hmm. You're going to show your supervisor, your potential employer, you're going to show them that you have strong communication skills and that you can get along well with mm-hmm. others. You're going to show them that maybe in an interview, or maybe even through your portfolio, perhaps. Mm-hmm. You don't need to say that on your resume. Mm-hmm. Okay. On your resume, you want to stick to experiences, and you want to stick to hard skills that you have. Mm-hmm. So what I would say is needed is definitely experience. You want to, especially in our industry, in the communication field, and I know we have a number of listeners out there who are from other mm-hmm. Departments and disciplines and industries, but especially for ours, communication, mm-hmm. Experience is everything. And so we always suggest to lead with your experiences and never to discount mm-hmm. The experiences that you already have. You guys work on student media. Mm-hmm. Student media is a fantastic experience. It should be on your resume, okay? Mm-hmm. And as you gain more experience through internships and through other opportunities, you might replace some of the experiences mm-hmm. that are on your resume currently. Mm-hmm. But don't discount the experience you have. It matters. And so put it on there and emphasize experience, emphasize what you're doing, what you can do for a potential mm-hmm. internship.
You really kind of like rocked my world on Monday in our internship preparation class when we were talking about what to put on our resume, what not to. And I went home and changed it. I worked on it all night just to change it around. Because being able to say that working on, like, all communication students have to work on KVHU or in the news station, and being able to, I moved that from just my little activities column into like a full-fledged experience, because good. That is experience. And being able to say that, like, oh, as the, instead of kind of like in a small corner having, oh, I'm the devotional director for Delta Gamma Rho, they're like, what does that mean? Mm. But instead being able to put it on there and being like, oh, I lead devotionals for over 100 girls every single biweekly meeting, like, that really means something more than just saying, like, I was there, I did that.
That's so. Right. Yeah, a lot of students ask, you know, what about things like Spring Sing? You know, I was mm-hmm. director of Spring Sing. That's a legitimate question, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, because people outside of our borders, they don't understand what Spring Sing is. But what they do understand, if you're a Spring Sing director, for example, mm-hmm. is that you directed 75 people. Mm-hmm. You oversaw a budget, you mm-hmm. know? You put in 300 hours or however many yes. hours you put in as Spring Sing director. They understand that. And so that translates. And we shouldn't overlook such experiences. Mm-hmm. So Yeah, that's great. And you mentioned, you know, this is a podcast. We're doing a podcast right now. You mentioned, Ellie, that stood out to, was it an internship supervisor that you said?
And
was that on a resume?
Yeah, it was on my resume, that just serving as a producer of this podcast and saying like, oh, I help find guests. I help try to create a layout for the show. And I was in an interview and they're like, I see you have work with a podcast. Like, can you tell me about that? Because I really want to get a podcast started up. He's able to say, like, yes, I've worked on one before, actually.
That's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Experience. It's everything. Mm-hmm.
So once someone gets their resume together, they get everything lined up, and they get an interview, and they get in that process, what kind of questions should the interviewee ask the interviewer?
Always that time where they're like, do you have any questions for us?
Right.
And you don't want to say like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to say that. And so you're right. I was going to do a pop quiz for you.
Okay.
And say, if your interviewer asks you if you have any questions, should you ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Right. Yes, you definitely should. And and you should be prepared for that. And you should be prepared to ask a few questions. You know, a few questions that you could definitely ask that are just quick go-tos, you know, are questions like, what do you enjoy most about working at this place of employment? People like to talk about themselves. And so if you ask them to talk a little bit about what they enjoy, that will do a couple things for you. Number one, it'll help you see some aspects of the job and of the work culture that maybe you didn't know before that are especially good. And also you just have a connection point with your interviewer, because they're sharing a little bit with you about what they value about the workplace. So that's a good question to ask often. Another question would just simply be, you know, what's an average day look like in this position?
Okay.
You know, and a lot of times those specifics aren't talked about, and there might be some insight that's given as the interviewer tells you a little bit about what the day-to-day might look like. Yeah, you should definitely have some questions in mind. One of the benefits of being able to ask questions of your interviewer is that it is an opportunity also to showcase how much you know about the company or the organization. And that's the most important thing that you can do when you go into an interview, is go in with as much knowledge as you can about who they are. So when you have a chance to ask a question, if you can ask a question like, you know, I recently saw the campaign that you produced for such and such client. You know, tell me why you all went this direction with the social piece. And that gives them a chance to sort of explain why they did what they did, but it also shows them that you're paying attention and
right.
that you
That's
know
good.
What they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think it is appropriate to ask about, like, if you're getting paid, if that hasn't explicitly been, this is actually from a personal experience. When I was going to interview for my internship, they didn't say whether or not it was going to be a paid position, and in the application process, they didn't say it in the interview. And so I was just sitting there wondering, I was like, I don't think it'll be paid because they haven't said it was
right.
or not. But I just ended up not asking because I didn't want that to come across as, I don't know, inappropriate in any
way.
Did
it just never get brought up, like, ever?
I didn't say anything about it, and then a few weeks in, somebody just kind of made a joke about me doing work for free or something. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, this is definitely going to get paid.
Well, you should know that going in. I mean, that is something you need to know, and so you don't want to work an internship for 2 weeks and not know whether you're going to pay for it or not, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, we need to approach those things sensitively, of course, and the interview may not be the right place to ask that question. That might be a question that you ask outside of the interview. I will say that sometimes the administrative assistant who works at an organization is perhaps the most knowledgeable person there, and so maybe that's a question you could just get to know that person and say, and by the way, you know, if it's not clear on the website or the application, maybe talk to somebody outside of the interview setting, because what we don't want to do is we don't want to highlight things that we don't know about the organization. We want to go in with a pretty strong working knowledge of the basics.
Right.
And if it doesn't look like we don't even know whether or not we'll be paid, that might not look good. So we might want to find that out either before or afterward in sort of a casual way and not in the formal interview.
How much you're paying me.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's some students that don't even really know what direction they want to go as far as like their job. They don't know what's out there. They don't even know how to get plugged into the right, the right network. Do you have any advice on how people can start forming connections as a college student?
Yeah, well, that's everything, right? Mm-hmm. And we throw the word networking around all the time, and it's a word that's sort of scary, and we don't really even like that word often. But it is everything, and who we know and who we're connected to is everything. The good thing for Harding students specifically is that you are part of a community that is pretty well connected. I mean, Harding people are everywhere, and that matters. And so the first thing that I would say is you should connect with your faculty and talk to them about what their connections are. And I promise you that your faculty in every area of campus are well connected in their industries. They know people. And they may not always just throw that out there every day in class, but they do. And so if you're interested in an internship and you don't really know where to start, the first thing you should do is talk to your advisor, talk to your faculty members, and tell them what you want to do and where you want to go, and see what comes up, see what comes about.
That's awesome.
So that would be my first bit of advice. And then other pieces of advice are take advantage of the opportunities that your department offers you. So if you have a chance to go somewhere and network with professionals in your industry, maybe it's just at a job fair on campus. Maybe it's a class trip that's going somewhere to Little Rock or further, Chicago, New York, whatever. Take advantage of those if you can and meet the people who are involved. The last thing I would say is, If you can't do those things, and I hope you can do the first one, the faculty, but if you can't take a class trip and go places, feel free to reach out to people. A couple of us in this department, we like to refer to it as our heroes and sheroes.
Yes. Yeah.
I've got professional heroes. I believe y'all do too.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we all identify heroes and sheroes in our lives. And we should reach out to them, and we should send them a note, and don't ask them for a job, don't ask them for an internship, but just say, this is who I am, if they don't know you already. Mm-hmm. I admire your work for this reason, you know, and I just wanted to let you know that. Reach out, make a connection, networking and those relationships, they will benefit you, but also you should be prepared to reciprocate that. And if you have an opportunity to work with these people, you're going to be able to give back. And that's the nature of relationships, and that's the nature of networking.
Mm. I love that. I downloaded LinkedIn to my phone on Monday as an app, and I had to delete it by Tuesday because I was so obsessed. I was just going through the people you may know and just like, what connections can I make? Because I've been so stressed about these internships and trying to get one. That was just like every single minute of the day that I had available, like chapel, all of it. I was just going through like, who are the people I know at Harding? Who can I connect with?
You have a LinkedIn addiction.
Yes, I know. I had to delete it off. What a lame social media to have to delete off and cleanse from your phone.
Yes, it's the professional Facebook.
Yes, I know. That's where I've hit.
So last thing, do you have any funny stories or memories from your early employment days or internships?
So when I first started working at the Knoxville News Sentinel, I was working as a sort of a city beat reporter, and loved that, had the opportunity to do that mainly as a contract employee, freelancer for several years. And I kind of got in on that on the early days of the web, and I know that makes me sound ancient, but
the World Wide Web.
Right, the interwebs. And we were just sort of experimenting with like video as a newspaper because that was sort of unheard of at newspapers. So I remember the first day they handed me, it was before we had iPhones, they handed me like this little camera, handheld camera that I was supposed to get footage of. And I'll tell you the story actually. It was ironically, it was the story I was working on was the release of the iPhone. It was the very first iPhone.
Huh.
And I was at a mall and at the Apple store and was covering the release of the first iPhone.
That's such a funny combination. It was a mall and an Apple store.
Yes, it really was.
The iPhone.
And there were people who had like camped out overnight and, you know, snuck in the windows of the mall just to try to get in line and buy the first iPhone, which cost like, you know, $900 or something. Mm-hmm. And the first iPhone, of course, had no camera on it. I mean, it was just, it was hardly anything, but it was so new and innovative. But anyway, I remember going through and doing these interviews with people, and I mean, I had no idea what I was doing, but I felt really good about it.
Mm-hmm.
Until I handed the camera back to the editors, and I had held the camera the wrong way the whole time, and there was no way with that camera to be able to flip it. So all that footage I did was for naught.
Oh, man.
But that's technology, right? Mm-hmm. And we just are constantly learning new technology and how to implement it for what we do, which is what internships can be so good for, is helping us see how do we use all these new technologies, how do we use our skill sets to contribute to our industry and to learn. And so, yeah.
Awesome.
I don't think I'll make that mistake in my internship.
One last question, kind of a fun question. What is your Enneagram number?
So it's funny that you asked that because I just took the test yesterday.
No way!
Yeah, I'm dead serious about that. My daughter, Laura, is really big into it, and she's been wanting us to take it. So I finally took it, and I'm a 3.
I literally was going to say you have to be a 3.
Is that right?
Yeah, oh, my 3. Goodness.
So what does that mean?
I think it's called the Achiever. My dad is a 3 as well, and so I feel kind of familiar with it.
Yeah.
It's very much like the kind of performer type, like people person, always forming the connections and relationships. Well, are you very familiar with 3s?
One of my best friends is a 3, but I couldn't tell you like attributes.
Mm.
She really likes coffee.
Well, I do love coffee.
Yeah, that must be connected.
My dad loves coffee. There you go. That is a staple 3.
It's a staple 3, right.
Must
yeah.
be a 3.
That's so fun. I love that. Okay, I was going to ask how you see that in your profession, but as a 3, I mean.
I think that's probably how. Yeah, you just described it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming and talk to us.
I've enjoyed it so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. So, I hope you guys have been inspired to go out and update your resume. I think I'm going to do that tonight. I haven't done that in over a year. but good luck as you search out internships. Go make those mistakes early on. Get that good experience. And Ellie has something.
Oh, if you're interested in more about internships, this semester we've been doing an internship preparation course here in the communication department. I don't know if that's something we'll carry over, but definitely been very helpful so far. So if you're interested in learning more, definitely look into that when we're coming around for registration.
And if you want to reach out to us, you can find us on social media at HUStudentPubs. Or you can email us at hushockwave@gmail.com. Until next time, goodbye.
Bye.
Ooh, Shockwave Radio.